is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 217, stanzas 1 through 4. Remember not, O God, the sins of long ago. In tender mercy, visit us, distressed and humbled low. All stanzas of Psalter 217. Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found once again in the prophecy of Hosea, the second chapter, Hosea chapter 2. But first, we will read the holy law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Hosea chapter 2. Say ye unto your brethren, Am I? And to your sisters, Ruhamah, plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked, and set her as in the day that she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst. And I will not have mercy upon her children, for they be the children of whoredoms. For their mother hath played the harlot. She that conceived them hath done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers, that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, mine oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns, and make a wall that she shall not find her paths. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. And now will I discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of mine hand. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, and her Sabbaths, and all her solemn feasts. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, whereof she hath said, these are my rewards that my lovers have given me. And I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers and forgot me, saith the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there, as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shalt call me no more Balaam. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day will I make a covenant for them, with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people. And they shall say, thou art my God. So far the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord, who dwellest on high, and who art worthy of the greatest honor and the greatest glory from all thy created creatures, and from whom a part of them thou dost receive that honor. Thou art glorified by those creatures that are before thy throne, those that have never fallen, those that do thy will and thy good pleasure at thy command, but also then there are those that know what it is to be redeemed from the earth, that to magnify and glorify not only thy majesty, not only thy greatness, and not only thy justice, but also thy mercy and thy grace. Oh, we can read of it in thy holy word, thy servant. He said already here below, in the beginnings of that praise that took place in his heart and by his mouth, I will sing unto the Lord. Because he hath dealt bountifully with me. O Lord, thou knowest each and every one of us. Then we also are called so to sing unto thee. And with our mouths so we may do. But Lord, thou knowest our hearts. And that by nature we do not sing. And we cannot sing. O Lord, that thou may teach us so to sing, would it not be to thy great honor and to thy great glory? Wilt thou not bring more into thy kingdom in the days in which we are living? It is the last time. And Satan goes about seeking whom he may devour. But the time, though it is short, that is still the time wherein thou art bringing in thy church. And Lord, then we beseech of thee, that thou may look also upon us and our children this day, when we are appearing before thy countenance here, in thy house of prayer in this morning hour. Oh, we beseech thee, Lord, teach us to sing. Oh, that thou may teach us to mourn, that thou may teach us to weep, in order that thou may teach us to sing. Oh, that thou may teach us to cry, that thou may instruct us in our own wretchedness and our misery, in order that thou may teach us to sing. Oh, thou wilt receive all the honor and all the glory, and thou givest it also even in the very beginning, in the life of thy own dear children. Oh, thou givest unto them a hope, and which will never be ashamed. But, Lord, then thou must also feed it, and thou wilt water it every moment. Wilt thou give it also in the midst of us? Oh, remember thy children. Then do they not often say, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? A backslidden people. A people that have to be instructed by thee. That have to be disciplined by thee. Oh, remember them. In that strange land, wherein they see not their signs. Oh, could it please thee in this morning to look upon them in thy mercy, in their barrenness, in their unfruitfulness, and could it please thee to draw them again, because everything, Lord, that comes from thee, thou art the beginning. Thou art the ending, and from thee comes all, in thee is all our dependence. O, cause then thy church to magnify thy name, and to say, I will sing unto the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. O, that thou may look on us in this hour, all thy servants, over the length and the breadth of this whole world. Oh, could it please thee to increase their number and to give a remnant to plead with thee, for the walls of Zion that are broken down. Wilt thou cause thy servants to feel thy help and thy presence in the labors of their hands? Remember the student in the theological school. Help him in his studies, in the time in which he is, that thou may visit also his soul, that may be in the greatest preparation, that he may receive to do that work that thou layest upon his shoulders, and that thou may give that thy word may have free course over the length and the breadth of this whole world, and may it be also in the midst of us. Wilt thou be with those that are not able to gather with us in this day? Wilt thou remember them in their places and remember all needs that are known unto thee, afflictions, trials, and all that is experienced in the body, in the family life, in business life, in personal life? Oh, that thou may give, that the providences that thou dost use may also be sanctified in according to thy word, and that there may be a drawing when the way is hedged up. Oh, that there may be a thinking again, a considering of that first husband. Lord, wilt thou remember the school, the teachers, the school board, and all that are connected with it in the time in which we are living. Oh, remember all of them together. And could it please thee to give much of thy Holy Spirit from above? Oh, that our children may receive an undeserved blessing. That our teachers, that they may be helped in all the natural ways that is necessary, and give them also a place by thee to lay all of their needs before thee. Give the school board wisdom, and could it please thee undeservedly to grant us a blessing upon the education of our dear children. And wilt thou remember each and every one of us, of them, also those that are educated in other places. Wilt thou supply for them in the time in which we are living? Wilt thou look on us this hour, strengthen us to do the labors of our hands? Oh, make it an easy and a loving task. Lord, thou art able to give it, and we are dependent upon thee for everything. Open thy word. Oh, give us liberty. Give us access, Lord, that the truths, the mysteries that are contained therein, that we may be able to open them in the midst of this our flock to whom that thou hast sent us. And thou art free. When thou dost close it, then no man can open. But Lord, when thou wilt open it, then no man can shut it. Oh, for this we beseech thee in this morning hour, and that there may be a need that is worked by thee amongst us, that may also be filled by thee, that men may sing thy praises. Forgive and take away all our sins. For Jesus' sake, amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 114, stanzas 1, 5, 6, and 7. As thirst the heart for water brooks, so thirst my soul, O God, for thee. It seeks for God, and ever looks and longs the living God to see, and longs the living God to see. The last collection today is for the carpet and the pews. We announced that there was an advance notice of the male members meeting. But a change was made in this, and that is the male members' meeting this year, the Lord willing. It will be held not on the 12th of December, but 2 days before, that is, on December the 10th. Also, this seniors' morning is listed in the bulletin as the 14th of November, that is the next seniors' morning, but it is on the 19th. So the seniors' morning, Tuesday, November the 19th. Psalter 114, 1, 5, 6, and 7. congregation, the words of our text for this morning hour can be found in that portion of God's Word which was read to you, Hosea 2, and thereof the 14th verse. Hosea 2, verse 14. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. So far are the words of our text. The comfortable speaking of the first husband to his estranged wife. First, the place of this comfortable speaking, and afterwards, the purpose of this comfortable speaking. The comfortable speaking of the first husband to his estranged wife. First, the place of this comfortable speaking. Second, the purpose of this comfortable speaking. Therefore, behold. Therefore, actually, the word is, congregation, nevertheless. Nevertheless, behold. Of whom is that spoken? That is spoken about that estranged, that adulterous wife. And by whom is it spoken? It is spoken by that first husband. Nevertheless. What does that word mean? That word means notwithstanding. That word means in spite of. Nevertheless. That is a word that is finding a way despite everything that is standing in the way. Nevertheless. It is not the word of a judge, because a judge, he cannot say nevertheless. No, there is no way to be found when there is a transgression of that law. That law that knows no other way than condemnation to a guilty sinner. Thus, that is not the word of a judge, but it is the word of a sovereign. It is the word of one who is sitting on the throne. It is the word of the lawmaker, the one who is the giver of that law. Or it is the word of one that does only according to his own good pleasure. Nevertheless. And that about his estranged wife. And I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them. And she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers and forgot me, saith the Lord. Nevertheless. Nevertheless, behold. Nevertheless, oh, take notice. Take notice. There that this is coming from. This is not beginning with that estranged woman. This is not beginning with that adulterous bride, no. But this is beginning with me. Nevertheless, behold, I will. That estranged wife. She has no rights. She has forfeited them. Have you ever lost your rights? Your rights before God? before His throne because of your sin, because of your departure from your Maker. Nevertheless, behold, there is the first thought of mercy and grace born that is in eternity, that is in the council of peace. Oh, the foundation of the gospel that is lying in the good pleasure of the Lord, who does as He pleases, in the pleasure of Him who is pleased to say, nevertheless, unto a people that have left Him. Therefore, behold, nevertheless, behold, I will allure her. Oh, what is it? That is the first husband. He is taking the initiative. He is going to be the first one to bring her back again. Thus we see the Lord. The Lord, He is coming to deliver His church. Just as sheep that have wandered away from Him, wandered away from Him in paradise, wandered away from Him also by renewal. Behold, I will allure her. What is it? It is the application. It is the application of the mediatorial work of the Son of God. Oh, it is proof that the Father has accepted the work of His Son, that has paid the price. And then it is proof that the Father is satisfied with the full payment of that Son of God. Oh, then it is proof that the act of the passive obedience of His own Son, and that was for Him sufficient. It is proof of the acceptance, His heart that is reconciled. But she is still estranged. Her heart that is not yet reconciled unto Him. And not only has she no rights, but she also has no desire. O congregation, young people, maybe that is so in this morning hour. Maybe that is so, that you have no desire. Do you think that there could be in our midst those who are yet elect of God from that never begun eternity? Oh, likely. Why do we say that? Because the Lord is bringing His word here. And where He is bringing not His word are those places where there are no elect, where those elect must be brought in. Oh, then the Lord is bringing His word to that people. You say, am I elect? Oh, that is something hidden. You say, maybe I am not elect. How do you know that? You say, I have no desire. I'm glad you are honest. But that does not mean that you are not elect. Because that estranged wife, oh, she does not begin herself with that desire. Behold, he says, I will allure her, oh, His heart, that is reconciled unto her. by that mediatorial work of His only begotten Son, and His heart that is going out after her to bring her back unto Himself again. And therefore, what does He say? He says, "Behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness." The wilderness, what is that? Oh, we would not want to go, boys and girls, to go live in the wilderness, because there is no nice house there. Oh, there are not all the blessings and the prosperity of life there. No, in the wilderness, that is a dry land, that is a barren land, that is a place that is not according to our flesh. When the Lord delivered His people out of the land of Egypt, then we read He led them into the wilderness. And that is now the reference that we have here by Hosea in this chapter. The Lord is leading them into the desert. And now that desert, that is the preparation for that promised land. What is the Lord's purpose? We heard that lately. Oh, to humble thee and to prove thee, that I might know all that is in your heart. To give lessons there, to give instructions there in that wilderness. And now so also with the departure of this people from Him. Oh, lessons. Why? Because His heart is reconciled unto her. But congregation, there is two parties in this. And now also her heart. Her heart that needs to be reconciled once again unto Him. That not only His thoughts, they are going out unto her, but that also her thoughts, they are going out again after Him. Was that effective? Oh, we heard it. We heard it last week. Oh, then we heard how that her thoughts, they are going back again. She says, "I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now." Then we heard how that her heart is touched. Then we heard how that her heart is broken. Oh, that she has become sorrowful, and that she begins to see what she has done. She begins to grieve. She begins to repent after this. And then those thoughts, they are going back again. And the thought of returning, or that thought of returning that has come into her mind, it was effective. What was effective? We heard that last week. It was the dealings of the Lord. "Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns and make a wall that she shall not find her path," and so on. Oh, it was afflictions. It was trials. It was the Lord making a wall to stand in her way. But there was something else. There was something else. More was necessary. Why? Because afflictions alone and trials alone are not those things which are bringing an estranged wife to say, "I will go and return unto my first husband." No, it is actually the opposite. Because when the Lord is coming with His trials, then we are
Horam,
when there was a famine in the land, or when the people, the mothers, they were eating their own children. Oh, then Jehoram, he is rising up with rebellion in his heart. Oh, then he is swearing that the head of Elisha, the servant of the Lord, would be taken off of him. All there is in the heart of man, nothing that will ever return unto the Lord again. But now it is so different when the Lord is coming to deliver his church. So different. What does David say? He says, the Lord has a willing people in the day of his power. And so it is. And why willing? Oh, because with those afflictions and with those trials, the Lord is doing something else. And as we read in the words of our text, it says, behold, therefore behold, I will allure her. Thus, it is speaking of the power of the application by the Holy Spirit of the Lord, the drawing power, working not only in the way of providence, but working within the heart of that estranged wife. Therefore, behold, I will allure her. No, not only to stop her on her mad career, not only to put a block before her that she cannot find her path, but also to allure her. Oh, it means to entice her. It means to draw her. That is a secret power. She does not know where that it is coming from, but she feels it in her heart. And it is a precious power. Oh, it is a sweetness that she experiences within. What do our fathers say of that work of regeneration in the canons of Dort? Oh, then we can read how that they say it is a supernatural work. It is most powerful. Behold, I will allure her. But not only is it supernatural, not only is it most powerful, but also they say it is most delightful. It is astonishing. It is mysterious. It is ineffable. Ineffable, do you know what that means, young people? That means that we cannot describe it with words. Therefore, behold, I will allure her. I will draw her heart. I will make her to see things differently than she has been seeing them before. Oh, I will plant in her heart a love. I will plant in her heart a sorrow. I will give new affections. And when she is considering me, and when her thoughts are going out after me, oh, then I will give her a delight in it, and that she will delight in the law of the Lord. Oh, I will give that her meditations of me, they shall be sweet. Oh, I will give that she will seek more and more of this. Because I will give that her soul may be satisfied with marrow and with fatness. And when she may remember me upon her bed, and when she may meditate upon me in the night watches, oh, I will allure her heart. I will give a secret. I will give a drawing power within that will make her to seek after me with all her heart. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness. Oh, in the experience of their soul, It is so good, even just congregation, even just that first turning. Oh, those first thoughts of a way, in the way of a man, by the Spirit of the Lord, who is going his own way in sin, in iniquity, in worldliness. Those first thoughts of turning. Those first thoughts, I will go and return to my first husband. They are already so sweet. What do you think, young people, about this wilderness? Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness. What do you think about that wilderness? Do you think that that wilderness is actually experienced to be such a bad place? Or it is better than anything that you have experienced in your whole life as you are walking after this world? The sweetest, the most precious thoughts of the prodigal son. They were born in that swine pen. Oh, they were more precious thoughts than he had ever thought in all that time that he had wasted his substance with riotous living. Sweet thoughts, precious thoughts. Why? Because they were the thoughts about his Father. And those thoughts, they are tender thoughts. O fathers, the Lord says, provoke not your children to wrath, lest they be discouraged. Or are your children's thoughts of you, fathers, are they tender thoughts? Because there is another relation. The Lord, he calls himself the Father of his children. And it is by this relation that the Lord is drawing, that the Lord is alluring his people again. Oh, how significant then is our relation, fathers, unto our dear children. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness. And does the Lord then leave her when he has brought her in that place? And when she is sitting on that ash heap? Oh, congregation, that is impossible. That is impossible. Because the Lord forsakes not the work of his own hands. Shall he forsake her now? Shall he forsake her after that he has had thoughts of peace toward her from a never begun eternity? Shall he forsake her now when he has given his only begotten son that he may pay her price? And when he is fully satisfied with all that he has done, shall he forsake her now? Or shall he forsake her when he has had dealings with her? When he has, because of her departure from him, or when he has hedged up her way? Oh, providence after providence, shall he forsake her now? Shall he forsake her when he has worked by the power of his Spirit to bring her into that wilderness? Oh, shall he forsake her when he has worked already to allure her, when he has given her sorrow, when he has given her grief, when he has given that her tears may be her meat night and day? Shall he forsake her now? Shall he forsake her when her thoughts, they are given to go out after him? Oh, that she is saying, my heart longeth, my heart panteth for thee, more than the heart panteth for the brooks of water. Oh, shall he forsake her now, when her thoughts are going back to say, I will return unto my first husband? No. No, we read something so different. We read, therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. But let us sing first. 209, 2, 3, and 5. In long continued grief I stand and seek the Lord with outstretched hand. I find no comfort for my soul. The clouds of darkness o'er me roll. 2, 3, 5. Let's sing also number 6. Has God forgotten to be kind? Shall I his promise faithless find? 2, 3, 5, and 6 of 209.
Thank you.
We have seen something of the place of this comfortable speaking, and now in our second thought, the purpose of this comfortable speaking. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. What does it mean? It means to speak kindly unto her. Kindly. It means to speak to her heart. I will speak to her heart. Oh, that is congregation, an eternal wonder. And it is experienced to be an eternal wonder unto this people. Why? Because of her sin. Because of her departure from him. She does not know the basis. How that he can speak kindly unto her. How that it is possible that he does not cast her away in his wrath and in his hot displeasure. No, she does not know the basis for it. She does not know the foundation of it. She does not know the cause of it. And there must be a basis. Because the Lord is not able to overlook sin. But the revelation of that basis, that opening of the foundation, that revelation of the cause, that is not the first thing to be discovered unto that people. No, that is often hidden from that people, sometimes for many years. Oh, how is it our children can understand it? How does boys and girls, you have maybe a little brother, a little sister that can just be held in your hands, cannot understand words? No. How does mother communicate her love unto this little boy, to this little girl? Or then she just gives them a hug. Thus, it is felt. It is felt. And there is more congregation in the beginning, more feeling than knowledge. More feeling than knowing. Later, and then also by speaking, and then the love of that mother will be communicated unto that child. And later yet, then there will be more of an explanation when they are able to follow the reasonings. And so the beginning of that work of the Lord, that is this alluring. Therefore, behold, I will allure her. It is a secret. It is a mysterious alluring. Ask that little infant in the mother's arms to speak, to tell now what mother is for you. She cannot. But does she experience it? She does. It cannot be until later, much later, that she will begin to be able to speak about it. Thus, first that alluring, and then you can ask the people, what is it now? And they can say nothing, because they do not understand it. They do not know where it comes from, that secret, that mysterious, that drawing power. And now the Lord, he says, that he will speak to her. And speak comfortably unto her. Speak to her heart. O congregation, has the Lord ever spoken to your heart? Say, maybe, what is that? How does the Lord do that? How do I know if the Lord has spoken to my heart? That is a good thing to ask. Why? Because many do not ask. No, that they are taking something out of the Word of God, and they are going with boldness forward, making assumptions concerning things that have never taken place. Oh, that is so dangerous. Why? Because there is also a temporary faith that is springing up quickly, but it is also perishing quickly. It is also withering quickly. And what do our fathers say? They often have said, what now came before it? Did the Lord speak unto you? Did he speak unto your heart? What now came before it? Oh, we have heard a little something of this. Therefore, behold, I will allure and bring her into the wilderness. Oh, that is the place that the Lord is speaking. And speak comfortably unto her. That is not my word. No, that is the Word of God. How that the Lord is making room for his speaking. Then he is not wasting his grace, so that it falls upon a dead ear. Nobody is making place for it. And bring her into the wilderness. And congregation, it is there so necessary that the Lord is speaking. So necessary. Why? Because it is a people with a sorrow. It is a people with a grief. And there is a people with inward pain. And it is a people on the other side with a longing. It is a people with a desire. Or it is a people with a thought. It is a people with a faint, faint hope. I will go and return unto my first husband. But you can understand, for that people, that so much is coming against this desire. Oh, what is it? It is her sin. Her sin. That sin is standing in her way, in her own thoughts. That she has departed. And that she has offended, greatly, greatly offended. Oh, you say, but he is drawing her. He is alluring her. Yes, that is true. But we must remember that it is secret. It is secret. She does not know that it is him who is alluring. She does not know that it is her first husband that is giving unto her and that is working in her these thoughts, these desires. She knows something else. She knows there is a law. And that law is speaking about her sin, her own particular sin. In that law, and then her adultery is exposed unto her. Oh, that is so clear before her eyes that she sees she is so guilty, that she has departed, that she has broken that marriage covenant. Oh, she sees her sin. She feels her guilt. She feels how greatly that she has offended her first husband. Oh, then she knows how polluted that she has made herself in his sight when she has chosen another husband. And she has gone out after that other husband. Oh, then she says, from the crown of my head to the sole of my foot, it is wounds, it is bruises, it is putrefying sores. Oh, how loathsome am I in the sight of a holy and a righteous God. And now that desire, oh, I will go and return. Oh, that is making her sin to appear all the greater, all the more loathsome, because she has broken that communion. And she has not heard from him since that time that she has departed. Oh, she can only think that he is angry with her. Oh, she can only believe that he has no more thoughts of her, that he has no more desire for her. Oh, she knows how right that it would be, because she has departed from him. And so she is so plagued also, and with such thought in her desire. Oh, she does not dare to come so boldly unto that throne of grace. No, because of guilt, because of pollution. Oh, then she is standing so far off. Oh, she is standing there, but what is living in her heart? And then she is standing there so far away. Oh, in her heart, and then there is a desire. In her heart, there is something burning. Oh, in her heart. In her heart, there is a holy jealousy. Oh, if only as such a one as I were able to come back again. Oh, therefore we say it is so necessary that the Lord is speaking to this people, because he has planted a seed when he has begun to allure her. But that seed also must be watered, and that it would not wither away. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness, and speak comfortably unto her. Oh, how does the Lord speak unto his children? He speaks by his word and by his spirit. He does not use human language. He uses divine language. He takes it out of his holy word, and he speaks it unto the heart of his estranged church while she is in that wilderness. No, then we do not say that he is immediately revealing himself and the cause unto her soul. Oh, congregation, man is so in a hurry, but the Lord is not in a hurry. No, one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years, they are as one day. But there is a people, they are sitting in their wretchedness, and they are sitting in their misery, and they have those thoughts from the Lord of returning, but they do not see how it is possible that they can return unto Him. And they do not dare either easily to ask it of Him because of their unworthiness, because they know they do not deserve it. And now it is unto a people, such a people, that the Lord is speaking how and speak comfortably unto her. Oh, what does the Lord say unto His servants? Comfort ye my people, saith your God. And so the Lord is doing unto this people when they are in the wilderness. No, maybe not yet to reveal Himself, but only to speak a word. Oh, to say to them, fear not, though succor be delayed, still wait on God, and He will hear. To say to them, be of good courage, for the Lord, He will strengthen thine heart. Oh, to say to them, you are discouraged. Why? Because you are in the wilderness. Because it is not according to your flesh. Because that wait, that is long. But, oh, He speaks comfortably unto her to say, they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Oh, and speak comfortably unto her. To say what? Oh, to say, you do not see the door. You do not see that wicked gate. It is hidden from you. But do you see yonder shining light? Oh, is there something that is emanating? Is there something that is drawing you? Is there something in that Word of God as you are standing, as it were, afar off, that is making your heart to be jealous? Oh, that makes your heart to say, to long, oh, I will go and return. Oh, do you see that yonder shining light? Do you think you see it? Keep your eye on that light. Oh, keep your eye on that light. And go directly unto it. And so shalt thou see the gate. And speak comfortably unto her. And so they are going from strength to strength unto Zion. From resting place to resting place. For Jehovah, I am waiting, and my hope is in His word, in His word of promise given. Yea, my soul waits for the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her, to say unto her, hope ye in God. Ye waiting people, mercies great with Him abound, with the Lord a full redemption from the guilt of sin is found. Oh, to speak comfortably unto her, wait upon the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, look upon that people. Look upon thy people. Thou knowest where they are. May it be that they are in our midst. Lord, could it please thee to use this little word to speak comfortably unto that people in this morning hour, to give unto them a little courage, that they may go a little further upon that journey, to seek what is still before them, what is still to come, what is still to be revealed, what is still to be shown, what is still to be experienced. O Lord, look on each and every one of us. We do not want to be drawn, and we do not want to go in the wilderness. But that is the place where thou speakest to thy people. Give us to know it. Give us to experience it. Oh, that there may also be little ones that may feel more than they know, and that there may be a beginning, that a holy jealousy may be born also in the days of our youth, and that there may also be older ones, those that have known thee and have departed from thee, but need again, oh, the second time to be drawn, oh, that need to be allured by thee, oh, speak thou comfortably also unto them. Look upon us in this day further, bring us safely to our places, and wilt thou give that we may be together again in this afternoon hour. Help him that goes before us. Bless thy word, forgive our sins, for Jesus' sake, amen. 446, 3 and 4, I wait for God to hide me, and my soul with longing stirred shall hope whate'er betide me in his unfailing word. My soul waits for Jehovah with more intense desire than watchers for the morning to dawn of day aspire. 3 and 4 of 446. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.